Well, 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 here's Mama Bloom's brood. Sidney and Harold at last have found a use for the 200 suits of armor which Sidney purchased. They're going to make a super picture written, produced, and directed by them. Papa is not enthusiastic. But forgetting about that for a moment, we find Mama and Papa at home getting ready to go to their first Hollywood premiere to see the celebrities. Listen.
Papa, Papa, hurry up. You're getting more and more like a slow pike every day.
Becky, I can't go without having shoes on.
2 hours you take to put shoes on. Anyway, why should you be putting them on in the kitchen?
Because I left them in here last night.
Jake, why should you be leaving your shoes in the kitchen overnight? Why have we got a very lovely bedroom if you're getting undressed in the kitchen?
Don't nag at me, Mama. I'm getting ready just as fast as I'm able.
I don't want you should be our speed limit, but I do want we should get someplace before the clock is saying they are very late. Look, already the big hand is past the right time.
All right, Mama. All right. Besides, the girls and boys in here yet.
They are going to meet them at the movie house. Jake, I'm coming out here to see what you're doing.
I'm coming, Mama. I'm coming.
It shouldn't be taking you so long to put on shoes, so I'm coming out. Jake, you got your shoes on.
Sure, I have, Becky. And I've been telling you what I was doing.
You've been doing something else, Jake. Papa, empty the pocket.
But, Mama, why should I be emptying the pocket?
Because I know what you got in them. I will give a lick in the high spot.
Mama, you...
Thinking so? Jake, there is all the kosher salami.
Well, how should I know, Mama? Am I supposed to keep track of the salami? I ain't a butcher.
You ain't a butcher, no, Jake. If you was, there wouldn't be a little penny of profit in the business. How many sandwiches did you make?
Just two, Mama, just two.
Just two. Put them back.
But, Mama, we are going so early to the premiere, so I'm thinking maybe I should like to have a little bite to eat if we're going to wait so long.
A little bite to eat. Yes. Jake, for you, a little bite to eat is like a whole barber pole for somebody else.
Barbecue, Mama, barbecue.
So it's still too much. Yes. What if we're going to the theater and people would see you munching on a sandwich? You know what they would say?
Oh, Mama.
I will tell you. They would say, there goes Jake Bloom. He's our big producer in the movie business, and he's taking along his lunch. Put the sandwiches back, Papa.
All right, so I'll put back the sandwiches. But I'm telling you, Mama, I will faint because I'm so hungry.
So somebody will pick you up. Come on, Jake, we are late already.
You're standing in the doorway, Mama. How could I go?
I ain't standing in the doorway, Jake. I'm standing in the doorway to the cupboard where the cookies are.
Hmm.
I know what I'm doing. Go ahead.
All right, so we're going. Come on, Mama.
I'm right behind you.
So.
We'll go out the front way, so we'll look in the mailbox.
And why should we be looking for mail when we're in a hurry?
Because it won't take a little minute longer to stick your hand in the mailbox and get the letter.
And how do you know we got letters?
Papa, you're going to try to start a argument about the letters?
I know better. I won't. All right.
There. You see, Jake, there's a letter in the box.
You can see
it to the little flap. Open it up there. Who's it from?
It's from me, and I don't know who it's from.
Ain't you going to open it?
No. Very near the first of the month, and I shouldn't be opening letters, but I've got bills in them and spoil what maybe is going to be a good time.
All right. Start the car, Papa.
Mama, how can I start the car before I'm in it?
Is there anything but stopping you from getting in? And don't aggravate me,
Jake. All right, get in, Mama.
Don't push. Jake, go around the other door. Don't try to climb over me. It's very bad for my feet.
All right, Mama. Your seats. Have to get a bigger car. Now, it's ready to be gone.
To the theater.
Yeah, but which one?
Papa, the one where the premiere is at.
I know, Mom, I know, but which one?
Jake, just drive and I will tell you the corner between.
You're going to tell me, huh?
You're going to tell me.
So maybe we'll get to the premiere tomorrow.
We got to get there tonight. And you're making a left turn at the bottom of the street. We ain't far from the theater, Jake.
We ain't far? Then why shouldn't we walk?
So we got a car and we should walk. Maybe you're thinking we should be hitchhiking. Jake, be careful. Be careful from the little buttons in the street. They're very bad on this highway.
Mama, will you please let me drive?
Papa, Papa, turn right now. There's the theater.
And look at the crowd.
Now, you see, Papa, if you didn't stop to make the sandwiches, we would be here before the crowd.
4 blocks we drive in the car. Mama, we could have walked. Now we have to find a space to park the car. And it don't fold up, I should get in such little places.
So there's a parking lot, Papa.
If this answer should charge so we could run the car around and get it all out of gas.
Oy.
Don't look at me like that. All right, Mama. So we'll go into our parking lot.
Let me out for it, Papa. I don't like to walk on gravel.
Gravel?
Whatever it is, it's getting in my shoes and then I have to land. Stop the car, Papa. Stop it. There's the driveway.
All right. So will you get out and I'll let the man park the car.
All right.
Couldn't you make it a quarter? It's a small car. It won't take
a bit.
Hurry up, Papa. The crowd's getting bigger.
Well, should I run away without my change?
No.
It's got a whole dollar of mine.
Get it.
Yep, I'm getting it. All right. Thank you.
So, look at the crowd.
Look at the crowd. I can't see nothing.
Well, I can see something. Let me, yeah. I can see the backs of a lot of people that are right in front of me.
Jake, look, there are a lot of people sitting down in seats. Come on, Papa. We'll sit down, too.
You know, it's funny that the people who are standing in sitting in the empty seats.
It ain't funny, Papa. It's too bad they don't see them.
Oh. Excuse us, please, huh?
Yeah, excuse us. Papa, don't push. Excuse me, mister. Please, Papa pushed. Papa, don't get lost. Where are you, Papa?
Here, Becky, here. Take my hand.
All right, all right. But don't pull too hard. Hey, all right, Jack. I got your hand. Why don't you go ahead?
Mama, you ain't got my hand.
I ain't got your hand. I got... Oi! Excuse me, mister.
What's
please.
The matter, Becky? What's the matter?
I'll bet that man thought I was crazy. I was holding his hand. Hey, don't go so fast, Papa.
Yeah?
Jake, something's happening and we ain't seeing this.
I can't see nothing, Mama. Excuse me, mister, please.
Yeah. Jake, there's the stairs that go to the seats.
Why we should come out on a night like this is just crazy. All right, come on, Mama, come on.
Back of the ropes. I'm glad we are through that crowd. Just like sardines we lost. Hey, go ahead, Papa. Get seats.
But, Mama, we ain't going to sit down.
That's very foolish, Jake. We come through the whole crowd. Do you want to keep on doing that whole night?
But look, Mama, see that sign? $1.50 they charge for seats.
Well, yeah, and they're wood ones without cushions. So you pay $1.50 a seat.
Mama, you're crazy. $1.50 a piece? Why should we pay? At home, we could do it for nothing. And I wouldn't have to keep my shoes on either.
Papa, we are here and we are going to sit down, even if it costs $1.50. Buy the ticket,
Dad. You buy the... Oh, all right. So we shouldn't have to go through that crowd again. I'll pay. You stay here, Mama, and I'll...
Papa, hurry up.
Right now.
Oh, yes. Papa, you shouldn't take so long. Something's happening again that we missed.
Yeah, we missed. I'm missing $3 because we have to sit down. Come on, Mama. Excuse us, please.
Yeah. Papa, I wonder where Sidney and Sarah are and Yet and Harold.
You should ask me to look at the crowd and pick them out.
Why not? Don't you know your own flesh and bones?
Mama, you're talking through your head.
Papa, go look for them.
I should go looking again through that crowd.
Why not? You should...
I think I know it.
Yeah. But we missed it again, and so did the children. Go find them, Papa, and you'll save seats. Go ahead, huh?
All right. Save my seat.
Yeah,
I'll
save it. Hurry up, Jay.
Say, lady, please sit down, will you?
What? Oh, excuse me.
Oh, my foot.
Oh, yeah, I stepped on it, didn't I? I'm sorry.
Well, being sorry don't help my dogs.
Dogs? So if you bring animals in a crowd like this, they shouldn't be helped. No, I can't see Papa. Papa!
Now she wants her Papa.
And now they're driving in a big black limousine as they go to director Eric McFanning.
Say, lady, if you don't want to see the stars, I do.
Please excuse me, soft enough.
Thanks.
Yes. That's good. Oh, there's Papa. Papa!
Look, lady, look, if you're taking up setting up exercises, don't do it in front of me. Move over.
Excuse me, please. Papa, here I am! Papa!
They want me to buy another one.
Hey, all right, Papa, so I'll come down. Excuse me.
You sure stayed long enough to spoil my evening.
Hey, please, excuse me. Excuse me, Mrs.
Now, excuse me. Go Redondo.
up there.
Jake, I wouldn't be wanting to stay up there alone. There was a man and he was very aggravated. How did you find him?
Was looking like, like looking for a needle in a haystack. Two haystacks.
I didn't want you should play games, Papa. I wanted that you should find the children.
It ain't no use, Mama. Did you bring the ticket?
Yeah, yeah. Come on, we'll go back to the city, yeah?
Busy, my feet hurt. So far, we ain't seen a thing.
Most Papa think I need to. Come on, Papa, come on.
Come on. But I want to see what... Becky, look. The people are leaving the seats.
Oh, that's good, Jack. That's good. Now we ain't having to walk over them. Excuse me, Mr. Police.
Lady, look. There ain't no use going back up there. The show's over.
You mean there ain't nothing else to see?
Not tonight. They're folding up and going home. So long.
Oi.
Make it two oys, Mama. One for me.
Oi, oi. Yes, so now we go home. And the poor children didn't see nothing.
Mommy, you forget that Sydney was there. And if Sydney don't see anything, nobody will.
Oh, Papa, mine feet hurt.
I was thinking that mine ain't even on my legs anymore. So, Mama, we'll sit down on our doll and have seats and rest a minute, huh?
Never mind, Papa. We'll go home. You can rest better there because you'll be able to take your shoes off. Come on, Papa.
Oh, Mama, I'm not able to walk another step.
Maybe you should want to stay here all night.
All right, Mama, all right, all right.
I'll bet you feel better already.
Mama, there's only one thing I'd like to know. Why did we go out tonight?
To see something you didn't see. Papa, the telephone?
Mama, I ain't got my shoes on.
Neither have I.
So I'll answer.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, Pa?
Hello, Sydney. Where was you?
Where was I? Where were you?
Well, Sydney, I don't know.
Papa, is there something wrong?
I don't know yet, Mama. Sydney, what do you want?
How did you like the premiere, Pa?
I can't like anything I am not seeing.
Well, what do you mean? Didn't you see the stars and the picture?
Sydney, we saw only the backs of a lot of people.
Yeah, but, Pa, the tickets I sent you.
Tickets? Are you crazy, Sydney? Not a ticket did we get.
But you must have. I mailed them this morning, special delivery. Oh, they were wonderful tickets, Pa. 15th row center.
Oy vey, it's near. What kind of an envelope?
Just a plain envelope.
Envelope, uh-huh, Papa. Here it is. You ain't opened it.
Sydney, did you have to call up tonight?
Oh, we were worried about it.
Sure. Now I am.
Papa, look. In the letter you didn't want to open, there is the ticket.
All right. Goodbye, Sydney, and I hope I don't see you in the morning.
Uh-huh. You see, Papa? It's like I'm always saying, look before you sleep.